Good evening, everyone. We are live once again tonight from Newtown, Connecticut, a community struggling with grief, reaching out to one another for comfort, beginning the long, long process of saying goodbye to so many young lives cut far too short. Makeshift memorials remind the people of this community that they are not alone in their grief. People stop by to leave candles and flowers, teddy bears, notes of comfort. It's a daunting concept, the idea of trying somehow to move on without the 26 and 7-year-olds who lost their lives Friday, trying to move on without the 6 adults who were also killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Moving on may not be possible for a very long time, if ever. It's not clear just when the students of Sandy Hook will return to class, but when they do, it will be in a different building, a different school in a neighboring town. Everything is different now. Everything. For the families here, this week is about trying to find a way to say goodbye and to honor the lives of their children, the lives of their teachers and school administrators. There are 3 funerals scheduled for the rest of the week for 3 6-year-olds, and there were 2 funerals today also for 6-year-olds, for Jack Pinto and Noah Posner. Tonight we remember Jack and Noah, and we wish their families and their friends and their classmates a modicum of peace and lots of strength at this unimaginably difficult time. In a tribute to the little boy who loves sports, teammates from the local youth wrestling association wore their uniforms and medals to 6-year-old Jack Pinto's funeral. Jack was an avid sports fan, not just wrestling, but baseball, basketball, and skiing. His first love, however, was football. He idolized the New York Giants' Victor Cruz, who paid tribute to his little fan by writing his name on his cleats before a game this past weekend. According to the New York Times, a family friend who gave a eulogy at the funeral described Jack as the kind of boy who commanded all the attention in the room and that he wanted nothing more than to catch up with his older brother Ben, whom he would have followed anywhere. In his obituary, Jack's family wrote, "In life and in death, Jack will forever be remembered for the immeasurable joy he brought to all who had the pleasure of knowing him, a joy whose wide reach belied his 6 short years." Also laid to rest today, Noah Posner, who just celebrated his 6th birthday last month with his twin and best friend, Ariel. They were both first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary. On Friday, Ariel's class reportedly hid in a bathroom during the attack. She survived. Noah did not.
We are all completely shattered. It's been a very, very rough few days. Nobody's getting very much sleep. We're holding together as best we can. But you never, ever think that something like this could happen to your family.
Noah's aunt says he loved to read and loved to figure out how things worked. She said he was extremely lively, the light of the room. She'll remember his big blue eyes, a boy with a big heart who loved his parents, his older sisters and brother, and his twin most of all.
They don't know the way in which Noah passed away, but obviously, they were there during the whole event and were let out, and it's not something that, she just turned 6, Ariel just turned 6, and their older sister, Sophia, she's not even quite 8 yet, and, how do you tell them that's how their brother died? It's just not, it's the unthinkable, really.
In his obituary, his family says he was impish and larger than life. They call him a little soul devoid of spite and meanness. They wrote, "Everything he did conveyed action and energy through love. He was the light of our family. He will be forever missed."